From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States has deployed the first elements of its Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System to South Korea. To counter North Korea's aggressive behavior, North Korea fired 4 medium-range ballistic missiles Monday, 3 of which landed in Japanese waters. The head of the UN nuclear agency, Yukaya Amano, criticized the North's launch.
I again express my serious concern about the nuclear program of North Korea. It is deeply regrettable that the DPRK has shown no indication that it is willing to comply with the UN Security Council resolutions adopted in response to its 2 nuclear tests last year.
The U.S. Defense Department is calling North Korea's latest missile launch a very serious threat and said it is taking steps to increase defenses against the missiles. A Pentagon spokesman said the weapons were medium-range ballistic missiles and did not pose a threat to North America. Malaysia is barring all North Koreans, including diplomats and embassy staff, from leaving the country as the two nations continue a diplomatic battle kicked off by last month's killing of the half-brother of North Korea's leader in Malaysia. The Malaysian Deputy Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security explains what's happening now.
We are trying to locate them physically. Okay, we have records, immigration records of them being here, but we're trying to locate them physically now.
Early on Tuesday, Pyongyang said it had banned Malaysians from leaving North Korea. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.